So let's review. The Gemara proceeds with another question regarding Kiddush Adam Raglayim. Ibailu Mauva Kaddish Yadav Raglav Bakir. Can a Kohen wash his hands and feet inside the actual kir? Perhaps the word mimenu excludes mimenu v'loy b'toichei. He can wash with water only from the kir, but not inside the kir. Or it does not exclude, and mimenu afilu b'toichei. The Gemara attempts to resolve this question from a previously mentioned brisa. Aisha tavol b'mei ma'ara va'avad avodas ipsula. If a Kohen immersed his entire body in a mikvah, the avodah is pasul, and this is not considered a kiddush because the water was not mayim kedushim. The brisa implies, however, if the Kohen immersed himself this way in the actual kir, the avodah would be kosher because the water was mayim kedushim. The Gemara explains that this is not necessarily so. Perhaps even bekir avodas apostle. The Brisa comes to teach that even bemei ma'ara avodas apostle. Mei ma'ara is apostle even though it's superior to mekir, and that mei ma'ara is a mikvah, which kosher for tefilas gufay to remove tumah, while mekir is apostle for tefilas gufay because it is mayim she'uven, water stored in a utensil. The Gemara proceeds with a three-way machlekes regarding the previously mentioned halacha of lina me'elis b'mekir. At what time does lina take effect to disqualify the water inside the kir? Reb Chiya bar Yosef says, mekir nifsalin lematirin kimatirin leivarm keivarm. Lina takes effect after the time for each specific avodah expires as follows. For the avodahs that can be done only during the day, such as matirin, the zrika, and aktaras kaimets that complete the kapara and cause the meat or remainder of the mincha to become permitted to be eaten, the lina takes effect after the day's conclusion for the duration of the whole night from Shkiyas HaChamas sundown until Alayis HaShachar in the morning. And therefore, if the kir remained above ground at any point during the night, the water becomes possible for the kiddush required for Avodas Yoyim on the next day. However, le'evarm ke'evarm. Regarding the avodah that can be done even at night, such as hektech lav me'evarm to burn the fats of the korbanos on the mizbeach, the lina takes effect only after the night's conclusion at Alayis HaShachar at daybreak. And therefore, even if the kir remained above ground during the night, the water remains kosher, but the kiddush required for avodas laila. While Rav Chisda says, "Af lamatirin ein nefsal ne'ela ba'amud hashachar kevarn." For all avodas, the lina takes effect only at Alayis HaShachar, even for the avodas yayim that can be done only during the day. The Gemara mentions a third opinion, Rabbi Yechanan, that says, "Kir kimin shashako shuv in malei." Once the kir was submerged for the night, it must remain in the ground until the next morning. And the Gemara offers three approaches in Rabbi Yechanan's opinion. At first, the Gemara says that Rabbi Yechanan holds, "Af le'evarn kematirin." For all avodas, the lina takes effect after the day's conclusion for the whole night, even regarding the avodas laila that can be done at night. And therefore he says, "Kir kivin shashaku shuvin maleu." For all avodas, the kir must remain in the ground the whole night, or the water becomes pasul. The Gemara, however, brings proof otherwise from Rabbi Yechanan's other statement, "Kir shalei shaku mebe'erev mikadosh memena lavodas lailu ulamachor ena mikadosh." If the kir was not submerged before nightfall, a kohen can use its water for kiddush only for the avodah of that night, but not for the avodah of the following day. This implies that Rabbi Yechanan holds, like Rav Chiya bar Yosef, that lematirin kematirin le'evarm keivarm. David the Gemara proceeds to say that indeed Rabbi Yechanan holds, like Rav Chiya bar Yosef, that lematirin kematirin le'evarm keivarm. And Rabbi Yechanan must be understood as follows. Kir kivin sheshaku shuv ein maleu l'avodas yayim, avol avodas lai l'chazi. Only for avodas yayim the kir must remain in the ground, or else the water becomes pasul. But for avodas laila, the kir can remain above the ground and the water does not become pasul. The Gemara, however, rejects this approach, because imkein hainad Reb Chiya bar Yosef. Reb Yechanan does not add anything to Reb Chiya bar Yosef. David the Gemara concludes that Reb Yechanan holds like Rav Chisda, that af lematirin ke'evar. For all avodas, the lina takes effect only at Alayis HaShachar, even for the avodas yayim that can be done only during the day. And Rabbi Yechanan does not mean ein maleu, that the water becomes pasul during the night. But rather, Rabbi Yechanan holds kir kimin shashaku shuv ein maleu, the kir must be submerged before the night and remain in the ground for a different reason, because of gezeirah shikua. The Chum initiated that the kir should not be left out overnight out of concern that they will forget to submerge the kir before Alayis HaShachar, and then the water, which received kedusha from the klisharas, will become pasul, and one is obligated to prevent kasha from becoming pasul. But by the Yavid, the kir was left out overnight, Rabbi Yechanan holds af lematirin kevarm, that only becomes possible in at Alayis HaShachar. While the other two, Rav Chiya bar Yosef and Rav Chisda, disagree and hold that there is no gezer shikua. Therefore, l'katchila, there is no obligation for the kir to be submerged before night, and if the kir was left out overnight until Alayis HaShachar, it depends. According to Rav Chiya bar Yosef, lematirin kematirin levarm kevarm, and according to Rav Chisda, af lematirin kevarm. The Gemara proceeds with yet a third statement of Rabbi Yechanan. Kiddush yadav l'trumas hadeshen l'machar ein tzarech l'kaddush shekvar kiddush mitchilas avodah. If before the Alayis HaShachar, Kohen was mekaddish his hands and feet to perform trumas hadeshen, removing the ashes from the mizbeach, he does not require another kiddush after Alayis HaShachar because this kiddush was for the first avodah of the new day. The Gemara asks, "Ma'ishnahasim de mishakelei, u'ma'ishnahachad de mishakelei." In the previous statement, Rabbi Yechon rules in Malay, which implies that Shiku is required because of the gzera that they will forget to do so before Leisa Shachar. While in the current statement, Rabbi Yechon rules in Sarach Lekadish, and it does not mention that Shiku is required before Leisa Shachar. The Gemara explains that according to Rabbi Yechon, we must say, the Mesalik Le'ibahad Mishakele. Before night, the kir was submerged into the ground, so that when the kir was brought up again for Trumas Hadeshen, they would remember to submerge it a second time before Leisa Shachar to prevent the water from becoming pasul. As Rashi explains, Rabbi Yechon did not mention the second Shikua because Dula Ari B'Takanas Mekir Ela B'Hilchas Kiddush. He was only dealing with the halachas that pertain to Kiddush.